Welcome to day 4 of the Yule Winter Solstice 13-day meditation series. Day 4, Pisces, the ecstatic. The outer planet of Neptune rules Pisces, though in traditional astrology, Jupiter was its ruler. Even with Jupiter and Neptune associations, the tarot card ruled by Pisces is the moon, representing the threshold, the moon gate between incarnation and excarnation, the world of matter and the world of spirit. Classic stone for Pisces is the amethyst, but some use the aquamarine to attune to Neptunian power. Any trance-inducing scent for an oil or incense is appropriate. The mugwort and sandalwood suit the energy of this working. Since this vision working will be a microcosm for the forces for the month when the sun is in tropical Pisces, you might want to pull a tarot card, rune, om, or some other divination omen before or after the working to give yourself some further insight about your experience. Let's start by entering into a meditative state and preparing our space. Relax the muscles in your head and your neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest and your back, your belly, your lower back, your waist, your hips and your thighs, your knees and calves, ankles and feet, down through the tips of your toes, down through the soles of your feet. Give your entire body permission to relax. Feel the waves of relaxation sweeping through your mind, releasing all unwanted, distracting thoughts, blowing them away like white wispy clouds, leaving you with a clear blue mind, peaceful blue mind, like a clear, bright, beautiful day. The waves of relaxation open your heart, beating within your heart throughout your blood, perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. And with the beating of your heart, reveals the light of your souls, like a candle, a lantern, a torch, shall guide you and protect you on the journey, leading the way. For this light is also the light of the child of promise, the child of sun and light and of the waxing year, but also the child of the mysteries, the wise child, the eternal king within us all. With that power and presence within you, we create a sacred space, calling up the screen of our mind that is like a veil that we pass through, and starting for the 12 suns of the year, drawing the number 12 on that screen of our mind. Then 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a ritual state of consciousness, a meditative state where everything you do is correct for the good of all involved. Release the screen of your mind. Let it fade from your perception and just listen to the sound of my voice. Perceiving yourself going deeper, counting from 13 to 1 for the 13 moons of the year. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and one. You are now in a deeper state where all is possible. In this deeper state, we now set our space, being aware of the sacred directions, facing our magical north, be aware of the powers and spirits in the space before you. Be aware of the powers and spirits to the space to your right. Be aware of the powers and spirits that stand behind you. And be aware of the powers and spirits that stand to your left. Those powers and spirits that dwell in the great above, the great below, and the great between here and now, within your flesh and blood, breath and bone, you sit in the sacred center. And from here, on this fourth day of the working of the winter solstice, the fourth day of Yuletide, we call upon the ecstatic God, the God who moves between shape and form, flowing from one to the next. The ecstatic swims between matter and spirit, striving for both and neither. The ecstatic seeks to merge with the divine in all ways. We call upon the ecstatic God. We call upon the ecstatic God. We call upon the ecstatic God. Rise up to the royal road, to the path of initiation, the way of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Walk the path bearing the light of the rebel god from the third day, and the child of light within you. And walk the path of the sun among the stars. As you walk, you find the swirling mist gathers around you. The mist starts a cool sea blue green, like foam, thickens, grows deeper as you go further, and moves with tinges of violet light. And as you walk, you're enveloped by the mist. Within the mist comes the ecstatic God, bearing the wisdom of the last age, yet it is a wisdom and struggle still relevant to us today. The ecstatic of Pisces. As the ecstatic approaches, you might feel a slight buzzing at the back of your head, where the spine and skull meet, and you feel that inner doorway, that doorway within, open a bit wider, making the mysteries a little bit more known. The ecstatic's outer gift is to understand and merge with the patterns of weather. One can restore the balance to the environment, to the weather, by re-entering the source, the void, the center, the place of beginnings and endings, and from there return with harmony. All comes from and returns to this cauldron swirling, this mist. Weather magic at its highest form is merging magic. When you learn to be that which you wish to affect, you become a greater master of sorcery. But the true inner goal of the ecstatic is the blessings and lessons of meditation, to come to the center and stillness that is like the void. By merging in stillness, commune with the ecstatic of Pisces. You bring the child of light in your heart to the ecstatic divinity. The ecstatic touches the back of your head, where the spine and the skull meet, and blesses you. Receive the blessing of the ecstatic. God, Goddess, Light, Dark, above or below, it matters not. All things flow together. All is but one. But we all have our path to find that out for ourselves. Receive the wisdom of the ecstatic, merging the two ends of the spectrum together, the red and the violet, and know that all things become one thing. And we thank the ecstatic divinity. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be. And the mist fades, and the divinity fades with it. We find ourselves still on the royal road, yet descending from the temples of the stars, back to flesh and blood, breath and bone, descending back, 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 returning back, 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 coming back to flesh and blood, breath and bone. We become aware of the space that we are sitting in, here and now. We thank the powers and principalities, powers and spirits that are before us. We thank the powers and the spirits that are to our left. We thank the powers and spirits that are behind us. We thank the powers and spirits that are to our right. We thank the powers and spirits of the great above, the great below, and the great between, here and now, as we become more and more attuned to flesh and blood, breath and bone. Count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Open your eyes. Give yourself clearance and balance, bringing your hands to the top of your head, palms facing towards your crown, sweeping down over your head and face, throat and chest, down to the belly, and then turning the palms outward, pushing out, then moving them back down towards the ground to ground any excess energy. I release all that does not serve, repeating those hand motions. I am in balance with myself. And repeating one final time, I am in balance with the universe. Ground yourself as needed. Do whatever your body requires of you to come back fully. And remember, what happened in this vision will help you unfold your experiences for the month when the sun occupies the sign of tropical Pisces. If you haven't pulled a tarot, rune, Oum, or other divination symbol, you can do so now and use that information to help you interpret and understand your experience. We here at the Temple of Witchcraft thank you for participating in this day. If you'd like to have more information or make a donation to the temple, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org. Blessed be, and blessed Yule.